The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Ben O'Shea, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Was that Crime Stoppers or a stand-up comedy?
Oh, my God, how good are they? They are my favourite men, midweek men. I love it. So good.
I'm looking forward to them doing a duo show at the Comedy Lounge soon.
Indeed. I could get him on for Fringe. That would be fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, exactly.
I'm very excited to hear, as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's been a new drop brewed in honour of Premier Mark McGowan. Tell us more.
Yeah, so the Beaten Track Brewery out in Kalgoorlie, which is actually a wonderful little craft brewery out there.
You are the craft brew connoisseur. I'm keen to hear more about this.
Well, it is off the beaten track. It's sort of on the Boulder side of Kalgoorlie, tucked away. When I went to find it, I drove past it about 10 times, not even realizing there was a brewery there. but they do, they punch above their weight, this business. I think it's a husband and wife team, or like, you know, couple team, and so they've wanted to brew a beer in honor of Mark McGowan to give him a bit of a chuckle, and so they've brewed a Hefeweizen, which is a German wheat beer.
Ooh.
for people who are into that sort of stuff. Hefe is what it's called for short, and so they've called this beer the Hard Border Hefe.
Okay, and so what is a Hefe? What are the notes of a Hefe?
Oh, so it's that kind of like that the classic, like let me think, what's it's like the Weisstaffener, like that German wheat beer, like that kind of a vibe, sort of a hazy.
Mate, I just had to Google
drinkable.
What a seltzer was. You're going to have to explain this to me
in seltzer?
Like real layman's terms.
Well, the interesting thing about this is they did it really just as a bit of a joke for the locals who come in and have a beer there on the weekend. And so they only did a small 50-litre run of tinnies, which the beer caught on. And there was a picture of Mark McGowan holding up a 4-pack of it. And so that has just been instantly consumed. And now they're going to go back to the brewery, and they're going to make a massive batch of it, which will be available to the general public in the near future.
Look forward to it. Now, further up north, the WA's northwest could be home to a new oyster fishery. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. So they've been talking about growing oysters for eating, not pearl oysters, which we know too pretty well up in that part of the world.
Indeed.
Yeah, so they've been talking about this for a while. They've trialled a few different species. It hasn't really gone anywhere, but now it looks like things are moving forward with a new black-lipped rock of oyster, which is, you know, like it's primo gourmet delicacy. And the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development has actually been growing the little baby oysters in the marine shellfish hatchery at Hillary's.
Ah, how cool.
Yeah. So they're taking 30,000 of these little baby oysters, which I've learned are called spats.
That's cool.
So there you go, a spat. So they're taking... So they're taking these spats up to their new homes on West Lewis Island in the Dampier Archipelago off the coast of Cossack. And over the next 18 months, they're going to try and grow these, and hopefully then they'll be ready to eat. And it could be a, you know, you're talking about a multi-million dollar new fishery if this comes off. So there's a lot of excitement around it and lots of jobs for locals, including local Indigenous people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. God, that would be, those black room oysters are delicious if you do enjoy a fresh oyster. Look forward to hearing more about that. Ben O'Shea, as always, such a pleasure to have you in the Wild West. We'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.